Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. We got a brand new year, and I want to welcome you to We Get Results. I'm your host, Mary Singer Albertson, and if you're joining me for the first time, We Get Results is a program that airs the fourth Tuesday of the month at 1 p.m., and it's designed to inform listeners of major challenges facing the U.S. and globally. I discuss with experts how we can make a difference in our communities, our country, and in the world. One person can make a difference if they know what to do and how to connect to something they're passionate about. We are the ones we've been waiting for, and there's no one else coming, so it's our turn. It's our generation's turn. So I want to give you a lot of different ways that you could make a difference today. I've done some whole shows on some of these issues, and I'll tell you the archive shows to go to because we're going to have just a shortened bit on each thing. We've got five or six different things that we want to tell you about. And like I said, we are the ones we've been waiting for. We hope you'll get involved. There's no one else coming. It's our generation's turn. So every month I do get a simple action to be discussed with an expert from Results or another organization, and could be making a call, writing a letter, or using social media to inform others. And so, like I said, it being a new year, we want to get going, and we hope that everyone will feel that it's their turn to take an action. So for a cause that excites you, What are you passionate about? My guest today will tell you about their organizations and why they are passionate about the actions that they are taking. Are you concerned about climate change, GMOs, March Against Monsanto, labeling our food? Do you want to get big money out of politics, overturn Citizens United? Are you aware of the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement? Very important and an immediate danger. Do you want to end hunger and poverty? We've talked before about results, and we'll talk about domestic and global results issues. So in the next hour, you'll find out what you can do to make a difference. And at the end of the show, I'm going to share some wonderful news on saving lives of 5 million children from preventable diseases. It just came in today from Berlin, from the executive director of Results, the conference on Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, and I will tell you the news about that later. So we better get going because we have a lot of people to talk with and find out what you are passionate about. So we'll begin with my first guest, and I'll introduce him. It's Mark Tabbert, and he's from Newport Beach, California. And a little bit about him, he works full-time as a volunteer lobbyist with Citizens Climate Lobby. He was the co-founder of the Orange County chapter of CCL and serves on two boards, Orange County Interfaith Coalition for the Environment and the Banning Ranch Conservancy. He said, I am a member of the OCE chapter of 350.org and a graduate of Climate Reality Project in Chicago, 2013. He has a BA in political science from Southern Methodist University in Dallas, and has completed some graduate study at the Claremont School of Theology, Claremont, California. And he took a life-changing course, which was called Earth Ethics, which I think he'll tell us about in a minute. He was in the U.S. Army from 69 to 71, Special Services, and a member of the All-Army Swim Team, volunteered in Panama, and he volunteered to go on the draft. And he's been working with businesses through a career, started his own business, was self-employed, ended by working career as a business broker, buying and selling small and medium-sized businesses. So his relevant experience to Climate Lobby, he's done many presentations and for all different clubs in different places, and he has some highlights as a lobbyist that he'll tell you about, and he's been getting meetings with the staff and with the Congress people, and he's met with members from over 20 districts in 2013 and 14, and maintained relationships with a dozen members of Congress and their staffs in Southern California. And I have an archived show that the whole show was on climate change and Citizens Climate Lobby. And just to let you know right now, we'll try to mention it later, it was January 22nd, 2013, and you can look it up under We Get Results Archives, with a climate scientist from Scripps Institute and Marshall Saunders, who also was a founder of CCL. So we're very happy that we're going to get to talk to Mark about these really important things to do with climate lobby and what he's doing and all about Citizens Climate Lobby. So, Mark, are you there?
I am. Thanks, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy that you were able to join us today and tell you about the work that you're doing, because I think finally, like I had a show two years ago, but I think finally, to me, there's a huge change in how people feel about climate change and maybe really believing what everybody's been saying for a long time. So how do you feel about that? Do you see a difference lately?
I think for sure I do, Mary. Just last week, the Senate had the vote that acknowledged that climate change is real. Every Republican voted that way except one man, and a fellow named Wicker down in Mississippi. And then there were 15 Republicans that said that humans are behind part of the cause. And five of them said we're a very important part of that cause. So that's the first time Republicans have said anything about climate change in any number of years, at least publicly.
Yeah, well, that's great. I think, you know, it's been very slow in coming, because what's it been, almost like 97% of climate scientists, you know, agree that this is happening and we need to do something about it. You know, we're, some people say, you know, we're at the 11th hour, we got to do something now. And I know the global economist Jeff Sachs said to us in Michigan a few years ago, we better start doing something about this really soon, because otherwise you people in the Midwest and in Michigan near the Great Lakes better watch out, because the left and right coasts may not be there, and everybody will move to the Midwest. So I hope that's not what's going to happen, but that was just something that he mentioned to us. But why do you think, why did you pick global warming as your issue that you're so passionate about?
Well, you know, you mentioned the course I took in theology school. That was my midlife crisis. Instead of getting a Corvette convertible and a younger wife, I went to the theology school for a semester.
Good idea.
And one of the courses I took was called Earth Ethics, and I really didn't know much about it when I signed up for it. It sounded interesting, but I came away from that course a rabid environmentalist. I really became aware of how much damage we were doing to the world, to nature, and at that point, I actually changed a lot of things in my life. I sold my car. I started riding a bicycle full time. I sold my business. I really had a dramatic change. But over time, I slipped back into the ways, you know, earning money again. But it, you know, I never have forgotten it. And now that I'm retired, I can work full time at it. It's the environmental issue that has the shortest fuse. We have a lot of environmental problems, but the one with the shortest fuse, according to scientists, is climate change.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, they're always talking about, you know, finally it's coming out, because I think for the longest time, with all these issues we're talking about today, it starts out as what some people call a quiet emergency. And then it takes so long before it finally gets out in the public for them to understand that this is a screaming emergency, not a quiet emergency, a screaming emergency. So you joined CCL, and maybe you can tell us why you joined Citizens Climate Lobby as your organization and what they're doing.
I actually started a group with a friend. We called it the Newport, I'm in Newport Beach, and we called it the Newport 100. We were actually only the Newport 2, but we were going to raise this issue all by ourselves. We became the Newport 3, and our third member is an 88-year-old man today, Alan Beek. And Alan went out and discovered CCL online, not me, much younger, and not Craig Preston, our other founder. Once we discovered CCL, we really started to grow. And now we have a very vibrant chapter here in Newport area, which is sort of central Orange County. Long Beach has broken off from us, and they've started a new chapter instead of driving down to see us on a monthly basis. We also have a chapter in Brea, which is also Orange County, but North Orange County. So well, it's growing.
Can they go on the CCL, Citizens of Climate Lobby, .org to find out if there's a branch near them to work for?
Yes, and if there isn't one, I promise you this, we'll help you get one started. We're going to start one in March in Kevin McCarthy's district.
Okay.
It's sort of the center of the oil business in California.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been working on that area now for a few months. We've found a lot of good people at different church groups and all sorts of different people get involved with this issue.
My husband just joined the Ann Arbor group. We're outside of Detroit, and he's a fly fisherman and very interested in the rivers and everything that's going on. So there is a group for people that are listening around Detroit in Ann Arbor, or maybe more than that, but that's what I know about. And you can contact me to ask me about that one if you're listening from Detroit, which is where we are stationed right here. So go ahead. What were you going to say then about the groups? What do you think, why do you think you picked that group instead of some of the other bigger groups?
You know, CCL is made up of people that really want to do something, you know, be hands-on and really feel like they're accomplishing something. We're sort of, CCLers are people that have had enough education at least to start working on this issue. And then CCL gives us an action plan every month, comes out of the home office.
Okay.
So every month we're given a whole set of things that we should do as a group, and so we don't do it all necessarily, but we all pick parts of the action plan and we go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And every month it's updated. So we're constantly focused on trying to create the political will for a stable climate. That's our number one goal. We get to know.
That's pretty much in line with results, and I know the founder of Results and someone in Results were the ones that started Citizens Climate Lobby, and I know the founder of Results, Sam Daly Harris, has been counseling Citizens Climate Lobby using things that Results had already established as a really good way to do things.
Yes, I mean, you know, our democracy seems broken if you listen to the newspaper and the television, but the truth is the tools of our democracy are still there in place. We just don't exercise them. We just don't pick them up and use them.
Right.
And so what we do is we lobby Congress in a very appreciative and we thank them for their service, and we find things we agree with them on, and then we try to sell them on our belief about the action we should take for climate change.
Mm-hmm.
So we've developed friendships with people that are climate deniers, and you wouldn't expect that, but because we approach people in a respectful and thanking way, it works. I mean, I actually had beers with my congressman this year. There were 9 of us on our side of the table and 3 on his side of the table. And so Dana Rohrabacher, who's a famous climate change denier, had a very enjoyable evening sharing beers at his favorite local pub in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's great. And I think, you know, we've had the same kind of things happening here. You know, it doesn't matter what the issue is. You know, I've been going to different, you know, our new Senator Gary Peters' birthday party, and I kind of helped with campaign and stuff like that, and John Conyers' holiday party, and I use those times to ask them for something along with thanking them. So it's such a good thing if you can find out if your congressperson is having a community meeting or a coffee or something like that, that you can go and you usually can speak to them for a few minutes. So, you know, that's another good thing to do. And how do you know that your Citizens Climate Lobby is making a difference now?
Well, we have a lot of things to be proud of what we did last year. If you just look at 2014, one of our volunteers funded a study, an economic model study of what our solution would mean to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
He paid for the study. And then we published that. Once we had the results of the study that showed that a fee and dividend plan that we promote would be beneficial to the economy. It would add jobs, it would boost GNP, and it would save lives. Once we had that information, we took it to our congressmen across the country. Congress became interested enough that they called briefings, and then we worked to fill the rooms up. So when the briefing happens in Congress, a few people may come, but we wanted a lot of people to come, and we actually filled both briefings up with standing room only crowds. In fact, in the house, we had to turn people away from the event because we didn't have room to fit everybody.
Oh, great.
So, you know, if you think about a small group that has a $900,000 budget and only a staff of 13 people,
mm-hmm.
We're the ones that made news last year. It hasn't been reported in the news very well, but we're working to get that changed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. It's really this thing that came in today from what happened that was a real achievement with the Gavi Alliance. You know, they went into, all the things that they talk about, how a small group of people can really make a difference. And I see a quote on part of your bio here, too, that said, "Working for the Earth is not a way to get rich. It's a way to be rich," by Paul Hawken. And that's a book. No, is that the name of the book?
The name of the book I'm reading right now, I've read he wrote Natural Capitalism, which is a great book.
Okay.
It sort of relates to your corporation conversation later in this show.
Mm-hmm.
But he also wrote a book called Blessed Unrest, which I just finished within the last six weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's another great book, very similar to the book that Naomi Klein wrote, which is This Changes Everything.
Yeah. Well, we can also point people to the book that the founder of Results did, Sam Daly Harris, which was called Reclaiming Our Democracy, Healing the Break Between People and Government. And he just had a 20th anniversary edition, and that has just fabulous information. And I think the other show we did that the whole thing was on climate change had loads of information for about probably 35 minutes from the climate scientist from Scripps. So, Mark, we're going to try to just get in, you know, do you think the best way for people to get involved in this is just to go to the website, and will it give them actions there or how to sign up?
Well, we have another a weekly call. It's an introductory call
yes.
to our group. So if you do go to our website and you select Take Action, you'll get the choice to go to an intro call. And if you register for that call, it's every Wednesday night at 5 o'clock Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a live call where you're talking to one of our staff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very informative. You can ask questions, and you really learn about how we do what we do. So that's the best way to learn. That's the best way to learn about CCL. If that doesn't appeal to you, if you think I can't talk to this Republican because I hate his, you know, I hate his ideas so badly, then you're not a CCLer. You have to learn to look for the things you like about them, and you have to learn to talk to them and understand they're a human being. They're misinformed about some things, but they can be the key to a climate change solution.
Mhm. Right. Well, listen, I hate to have to go because I'd like to hear a lot more, but we need to go on to some of the other things that are going to be possible for people to do. So this is a great group. I know the people that have started this group. I know the people that are counseling this group. And I think if climate is your issue, that you need to go on www.citizensclimatelobby.org. Is that correct, Mark?
Yes.
Yes.
And then push Take Action. Perfect.
Take Action. Okay. And also look for the archived show from January 22nd, 2013, under We Get Results. So thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
Thank you, Mary.
Care.
I appreciate it so much. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That was great. And I just decided I want to do a little bit on each one just because right now is a good time to make a commitment to doing something, and maybe you will find the one that that you want to do. So now we're going to go on, and we're going to hear about GMOs, clean money, and TPP questions from Di Maria Molettieri. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. She's in California, and she's doing everything. She's doing so many things. As the founder and executive director of an educational charitable nonprofit, Di Marie has organized over 1,000 events ranging from educational classes to multiple day conventions for over 450 people. She organized benefits to provide charitable aid to Cusco, Peru after it was devastated by torrential floods, and also for the victims of the Fukushima tsunami. A concerned citizen, DeMarie became actively organized in bringing people together to create awareness and brainstorm on solutions to problems exacerbated by the economic crash in 2008. She ran for Congress in District 39 during the 2012 election cycle as an independent. Her primary aim was to discuss issues that neither side wanted to talk about. She's been a long-time entrepreneur. She started several successful businesses and been the right arm of small business owners as well as C-level executives. She's been a trainer for several international companies as well as a speaker and writer. DeMarie is excited to be part of the process of bringing positive change to election campaigns. She utilizes her speaking, organizing, and training skills to further the goals of California Clean Money Campaign, as well as the GMO-free Orange County March Against Monsanto, and helped spearhead the online campaign to end faux-free trade agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership and Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. And just to tell you, well, I'll wait till I talk to her about that, but we are really happy that you're joining us, DeMarie. Are you there?
Good morning, Mary. Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity to speak with you.
Well, thanks so much. I think probably eventually we'll have to do a whole show on the stuff that you're talking about. And the only one I probably haven't hit at all so far is the getting money out of politics, which I'm very, you know, worried about. So sometime I'd like to do that. But how did you get involved in the things that we're talking about today? Maybe we should start with getting the money out of politics.
Great, we're on the same page. I was thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Mary, you're right. It's going to take a whole show to cover these three topics, so I will talk as fast as I can. But really, what possessed me to get involved is, actually, I have this quote from John Lennon on my Facebook page, and that quote is, "A dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is reality." And so I really felt like I had to get involved with organizations that are focused on solutions. And why not start at home? And California is a huge state with a huge economy. In fact, we are going to leapfrog over Brazil to have the seventh largest economy in the world.
Oh, wow.
So basically there is this quote that says, as California goes, so does the rest of the nation. So I got involved with California Clean Money Campaign because I believe in going to the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there are so many issues that need to be addressed. But the underlying cancer is money in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has, since Citizens United, which we just celebrated the 50th anniversary on January 21st, it has basically opened up the floodgates for corporations and unions to drop unlimited amount of money on election advertising campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
So subsequently, it has really squashed the one person, one vote democratic process. So we have to regain that because right now our elections are auctions and it's not working for we the people. So California Clean Money Campaign is our ultimate goal is public financing of elections. But until we get to the place where we can actually make those kind of changes, campaign reform, we've got to do something right now so that the voters no longer are duped or misled by advertising campaign advertising. And so the Disclose Act, the California Disclose Act, is something that California Clean Money Campaign has been working on for several years. We got really close last year. We were within 48 hours of the governor's signature, and the bill died. But we're bringing it back again this year. And basically what the Disclose Act does is that it lets the voters know who really is paying for the political ads. It requires the top three funders to be prominently displayed in easy-to-read lettering So that, and that it would also have the follow the money aspect to it, so that they can't hide behind fancy names like Americans for a Better Tomorrow. If Monsanto was dropping the money, it will say Monsanto. If the Koch brothers are dropping the money, it will say Koch brothers. So at least this way, the voters will have a fighting chance. When they see who is sponsoring the ad, then they can understand, you know, whether they're being told the truth or if this is a us to what will be to their benefit. Does that make sense?
Is there would there be like a website that you could go to, like there was during the campaigns, to ask what's the truth? Because you're hearing both sides saying different things. Do you think there'd be something like that too?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but the Secretary of State does require the top funders to be listed. So anytime anybody wants to know what's going on, they can go to the Secretary of State website. However, you know, that most people are not going to do that. And we know that when we're listening to the radio ad in our car or we're watching television, most of us don't have our computers handy. And we're not. And then by the time we get back to our computer, we've forgotten what we heard. But that little message is still in our unconscious. So by actually having the top three funders displayed, or you know, on the end of the radio ad, then people will know who is behind it in real time. And that's why it is so important that we get this through. So California Clean Money is completely volunteer driven. And we only have two staff members, myself being one of them. And so we are always looking for volunteers. So they can go to caclean.org. That's caclean.org. Find out about what we're doing and to get and join in order to be part of the solution of getting money out of politics. On a national level, what we do see happening is an attempt to overturn Citizens United by means of an Article 5 constitutional convention because, quite frankly, Congress is not going to do it. They like it the way it is. It's lining their pockets. It's getting them reelected, and they're just doing the bidding of the people paying their way into the Hill. So... an Article 5 constitutional convention will allow the states to come together for the sole purpose of declaring that corporations are not people and money is not speech and, you know, do whatever it takes for us to be able to get the power of the one vote for one person back. There are organizations that are working on that. Wolfpack. Their website is wolf-pack.com. There's 99 Rise, which also involves civil disobedience for anybody who would like to get arrested. So that's 99rise.org. And there is, across the country, grassroots movements under the title of Money Out, Voters In. So if they want to get involved on a local level in California, please come to us, caclean.org. If you want to do something on the national level, I'm sure you'll put those websites up on your site.
Yeah. And do you would you want any questions to your email or no?
Yes, they're always they can reach me at dmarie@caclean.org.
Okay, great.
Or they can also send it to info. Info@caclean.org will actually be seen by both the president, Trent Lang, and myself, and our regional coordinators.
Okay. Now, would they have any other information on any other states on there or any way to get people to know where to go from there or no? What do you think people think?
We are pretty much focused on the state level here in California.
Yeah.
But, again, if they want to write me or I think you'll probably be posting – the websites. Also, I am on Facebook, so they're welcome to connect with me on Facebook, and I'm happy to give anybody information that they require.
Great. Can you think of anything else that you'd like to kind of end with? I know this isn't very long, but is there some other things that you wanted to say on that particular thing before we go on?
No, just that this is really the cancer that we have to cut out, and we need everybody. Even if you're working on another issue, you need this needs to be your primary issue, or at least your secondary issue. We need everybody working on this because as I said earlier, Washington, D.C. likes it the way it is. And we really don't have any power until we get the power of our vote back. And we have got to stem the tide of huge money being dropped on our election campaign.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times people just say, unless I wanted to do this, because I think a lot of times people say, well, I don't know what to do or where to go or what to do. But if you're a constituent, it matters to them. If they get 5 or 10 letters or emails on a subject, they're going to talk to their boss and see about what they can do about it. And, you know, some of them are easier than others, but even the ones that are very conservative, sometimes, you know, like with results too, they decide which issues they think we should go for. And, you know, there's some that they like more than others, maybe still don't like that well, but we can usually, you know, try to get a relationship with the office, try to get a relationship with them, and then try to continue talking about it. You know, you can't just say, well, I know they don't want it, so I'm not going to see them anymore, but we can't do that. We've got to try to get a relationship and keep going because this is too important to let go. So,
Mary, you're right. It is the pressure that we bring as constituents that actually gets things done. I mean, if we look at history, we can see that any social change, whether we're talking about the abolition of slavery, whether we're talking about the women's suffrage movement or the civil rights movement, it was from the ground up. It was people like you and me getting out there, boots on the ground, and demanding this social change. So petitions, people think petitions don't work. Not true. Petitions are extremely important. They'd be, especially the paper petitions, when you sign, and be sure to put your signature on those when you sign, those actually become part of the bill analysis. So if a legislator puts a bill out before the legislative body, they have what's called bill analysis. It's the cliff notes to the actual bill. Those petition signatures show the legislators the constituent support. So sign those petitions. When you get the call, to call your legislator because they're going to be in committee, they're going to be voting, pick up that phone. It takes 2 minutes to just declare your name, where you're from, and what you want your legislator to do. Those get tallied. There's a person sitting on the other end of that phone checking it off. Alan Grayson said that during the protest on the war in Syria, phone calls were going into Congress 100-1. In telling that Congress not to go to war. It stemmed the tide for a while. So we do have clout as constituents, as voters. So let's use it.
Right. And I know even when results goes to the Hill every year, and we see every Michigan office that will see us was 14 this last year in 2 days. But we've had people say, the Congress people say to us, you elect us and then you abandon us. We don't even tell us what you want, although some of them don't really want to know, but a lot of them do. So, you know, it's important for us to tell them what we want. Otherwise, they're going to just do what they want. So we really need to be there. And
Yes. And take advantage of the time that your Congress people are in district offices.
Mm-hmm.
Go see them, talk to them. As well as on the state level, the things that are going on statewide.
And there's all kinds of things going on. You can call the office and just ask them where they're going to be in district. Are they going to have a coffee or a citizens group meeting or whatever? So good idea. Anything else you wanted to give as far as a website or anything before we go on, because we need to go on to the next thing of yours?
I know, yes. Just caclean.org. Connect.
Okay. Do you want to go on to GMOs now?
Yes, just briefly on the GMOs. I think you have done a number of shows on the dangers of GMOs. The number one thing is, whether you want to believe it or not, the bottom line is that there has been no long-term testing on the safety of GMOs. Anything that you read that says that this is equivalent to naturally grown food is really marketing spin. There is no science behind that. No clinical study has existed longer than 90 days. So if you like to eat and become part of eat GMOs and be part of the science experiment, just great. Go for it. You're going to get sick. If you care about your health and you want to know what you're eating, you know, my mother used to say to me, Mary, when you take from the table, you pay to the doctor. And she's so right. And so, you know, be sure to put organic food on your table. And the bottom line is we have, again, stem the tide of the big money of the biotech agribusinesses. And one of the biggest is Monsanto. They are the ones that are pushing this. And, of course, we are in our third year of the Worldwide March Against Monsanto marches. These are family-oriented events. So we ask that, you know, everybody come out, their family, that bring the kids, and join in a march around the world. So for that information, you want to go to march-against-monsanto.com. So march-against-monsanto with dashes between the word .com. And you can find a local march in your area. Right. And I did check on Michigan, Mary, and there was a march, and there'll probably be a march in Ann Arbor. This year's march is Saturday, May 23rd. Put that on your calendar. And the Facebook, you can go to Facebook/March Against Monsanto for information. If there is no march in your area, start one. It's not difficult. Yeah. And when you decide to have it, send it to addmymarch@gmail.com. That's addmymarch@gmail.com. And they will add you to the worldwide listing of March Against Monsanto. So that's basically it in a nutshell. There's a lot of information on the dangers of GMO. Just Google it, dangers of GMO, and, you know, that's another whole show.
And the show that I did with the whole show was on that was May 28th, 2013, if you want to go to the archives on that. And I had someone from California, one of my friends, Jenny, talked about the march there. Someone here in Ann Arbor talked about the march there. I had a holistic MD on talking about the environment and food. And another person, too, on GMOs that was on there. Oh, I know. She was from Ohio and had a organic food store, and she had lots of information. So that was really good. One thing they brought up was a book called Genetic Roulette. I don't know if you know about that one. That may have been a couple years ago by Jeffrey Smith. So they brought that up. And the only thing I can say about the marches is that the lady that did the one in Ann Arbor, and I think there were maybe 1,000 people, but someone was organizing it and then quit, and they didn't get their petition in to have an event. What do you call it? Their
permit. For the event.
Permit. Yeah, their permit. So the police were not happy, and that some stuff happens there. But you just have to make sure you go for a permit for whatever you're doing for a march is what I'm seeing. So anyway,
yes,
that's
always good when you do any kind of a protest to notify your local police and ask them if there are any requirements. They'll work with you. We always have a police escort, and they're wonderful. They, you know, again, work with them. They'll work with you.
Good. Okay. Well, you'll be able to get more information, you know, on these websites, and I'll put some up too. And so now can you give us just a couple minutes on for people that have no idea what TPP is?
Okay, this is probably one of the most important things that anybody could become informed on, because this will negatively impact our lives more than anything that will be coming up before Congress this year.
It's coming up right away.
Well, coming up right away is the tool that Obama has asked for.
Oh, I just think that it's, I think that that issue is something that's coming up right now as far as that we need to do something about immediately, if not sooner.
Yes, we all need to be engaged around these faux free trade agreements. And because not only is there the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which takes in the United States and 11 countries around the Asian Rim, but right behind that is the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership that also brings in the European Union. Basically, I'm going to talk about the TPP because that's the first one that we know that's coming up. And they call it a free trade agreement, but really it's not about trade at all. Of the 29 draft chapters, only five deal with traditional trade issues. Most would set rules on non-trade matters that affect our daily lives, like food safety, internet freedom, medicine costs, job offshoring, financial regulation, and more. Our domestic policies would be required to comply with TPP rules. One of the most insidious parts of these free trade agreements is what is called investor state status, whereby these transnational corporations can turn around and sue local, state, or national agencies for any regulations that they feel will impact their future profits negatively.
Mm-hmm.
So what has happened? This, we are already dealing with this through NAFTA. Remember, NAFTA
right.
was the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The United States has already paid out $450 million to these transnational corporations, and we're facing another $12 billion, that's billion with a B, in pending claims by these corporations against our governmental agencies. So, I mean, this could be the subject of a whole hour. I could give you examples
right.
where governments are having to fight and how they're losing and how they're having to pay, line the pockets of these transnational corporations with the hard-earned money of their taxpayers. So this is really an assault. Representative Alan Grayson had petitioned for months to get a glimpse at the 450 pages. They let him in. He couldn't take notes, no camera, nothing. He had to swear that he would not reveal the details. When he came out, he said that the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement that he read was a slap in the face to Mid-America and an assault on our democratic process. So we need all Americans engaged and fighting this. Now, what I was going to talk about, what's coming up right away, is the tool that they use to get these free trade agreements passed. And in the past, it was called Fast Track Authority. And now to confuse the public, they've changed the name to Trade Promotion Authority. And what this does, it takes the approval process basically out of the hands of Congress, which Article 1, Section 8 of our Constitution mandates that our international trade needs to be done through Congress. So what happens is that the amount of time to debate is reduced to some ungodly, like, 20 hours, okay? No way can they go through 450 pages. And they are not allowed to contest anything in the agreement. No amendments. They simply vote it up or down. It's a take it or leave it. And that's how they got NAFTA through, and that's how they want to get the TPP and the TTIP through. So we cannot give President Obama this free rein on these faux free trade agreements. So we need every single one of your listeners to call first their congressperson, and then they would do well, like right now the Trade Promotion Authority is being considered by the Senate Finance Committee and the House Ways and Means. And so just go on, Google whoever is involved in those committees. I have it on my Facebook if people want to connect with me. And call these, especially the chairs, or the leaders of these groups, and tell them, Americans do not want President Obama to have the Trade Promotion Authority. We want our Congress to do their job as outlined in the Constitution. End of story.
Right.
A congressional switchboard, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Congressional switchboard. Call and ask for your Congress member.
And if you don't
they
know who it is,
they just don't remember it.
Or you can go on www.congress.gov to find out who they are if you don't know, and put in your zip code and you'll see who it is.
Right.
So okay, well,
basically, these are the issues that I am passionate about, Mary. More information on the TPP, they can go to expose.org.
Mm-hmm.
They do a really good job. There's flushthetpp.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then we opened up 50 state action groups on Facebook so that every person can find their neighbor in their state. So, like, you could go to expose.tpp-Michigan, and you can find people who are working on stopping the TPP and Trade Promotion Authority.
Okay, good. Well, it sounds like they've got a good start, but we need everybody to get involved in this because this is just too huge to let it go by. We've got to try to put it out as much as we can. Anybody that you know, on Facebook, or if you see anything up there, I mean, I'm trying to share whatever I can when I see anything like that, and I just hope people are looking at it. So, keep sending me stuff, and I'll keep sending you stuff, and we'll try to share everywhere we can, and just let people know that every person matters right now. You know, this is getting too serious in too many areas for us not to do anything. You know, there's nobody else coming. It's up to us. We're the ones.
That's right, Mary. If we don't do this, we're going to be reduced to third world status, and I don't think any American wants to see that.
That's for sure.
Okay, so, as you said, if it's to be, it's up to me, right? That's got to be all our mottos. If it's to be, it's up to me.
Well, and I also like the one where, and I don't know who exactly said it, but one of the spiritual leaders was, this life, it's not about you. It's about trying to help others and spread love and try to help other people have a good life. And you only, Michael Beckwith will say, you only get to keep what you give away. So you're giving to others, you're getting back. So we need to do that. So thanks so much, Dee Marie. Is there anything else?
No, I know you want to have Vanessa on, so I'm going to end it here, and I hope that you'll have me back. I'll be more than glad to share in detail on any of those subjects, or I'm very politically involved, and I'm always happy to share what I know. So thank you so much for this opportunity, Mary.
You know so much. You're a great speaker, Dee Marie. Thanks so much for being on. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that was great. I wish we had a little more time, though. But we're going to go on now and have a few minutes about results. You've heard me talk about results, quite often. And what I'm going to tell you, first of all, is we aren't going to have too much time. But in December 23rd, 2014, I did a show that was all about results. And a very nice conversation with one of the Global Results staffers where we talk about how you go into an office and what you can do, and it just gave a lot of tips for people that haven't done anything like this before. And I think that people, sometimes you say, oh, Results is a volunteer citizens lobby to create the political and public will to end hunger and poverty. Well, people hear lobby and, they think that's like, oh, lobbyists are horrible, and it's very hard, and I can't do that. But all it is going in and telling your congressperson who you are their boss, and they represent you, and telling them what you want them to do, what is important to you. And we need to let all of them know that. We need to let both senators and our representative in the House know what's important to us. And if you call them, you can talk to the person that answers the phone, or whoever they give you, if you can get to one of the specialists in environment or whatever. But tell them you're a constituent and you want to hear back from them. Don't let them just go without, you know, you getting to hear what the congressperson said. They need to call you back. You can give a phone number and ask them to call you back. So try that. And I've been doing results for about 10 years, so I've been doing this quite a while, meeting with Congress. And I'm going to go, I told you a little bit about results, and what it's doing is working on global and domestic issues. And my group does more global issues. And my friend that's coming on right now, Vanessa Garcia, has a group that does more on domestic issues. So we're going to hear a little bit from her because she's lucky. She's very young. She's 23, and she started doing this a couple of years ago. I probably started doing this when I was 55 or something. So I really feel, you know, envious of people that actually got it when they were much younger. So Vanessa Garcia is a 23-year-old results volunteer, recently elected grassroots board member to results from Santa Ana, California. She leads the results domestic group in Orange County and is working towards a political science degree. And I've known Vanessa for a couple of years, and I'm going to say hi, Vanessa. You there?
Hi, Mary.
I just wanted to say that, has it been two conferences we've been together? Results?
Two conferences, room together, yes.
Yeah, I know. Or was it a third? No, there was just two, right?
Two. We're going on our third, Mary.
Yeah, so we'll be roommates again this year. But I'm thrilled that you were elected as a grassroots board member because you've got so much enthusiasm and drive to get things done. You're amazing, and I'm wanting to have you tell us a little bit about why hunger and poverty are your issues, how did you get involved, and what is Domestic Results working on right now?
Thank you so much, Mary, for having me on, and I feel the same about you. I've been so blessed because you were the one that gave me the results card to join Results. So I heard results about results in the conference, but you handed me your card.
Good.
So thank you for that. You know, I just always feel that your experiences in life will either determine who you are or give you your purpose in life. And my experience living in poverty, I think, gives me the motivation and gives me the ability to relate and to be compassionate and to be a better advocate because I grew up so poor. You know, my family was the family picking through trash cans, going through to garbage cans to find cans to recycle. And if we found cans of food, great. That's what we were going to eat. You know, went to school smelling like trash for many days. It was embarrassing, but you just do what you have to do to make it. So when I heard about the work that Results was doing, that I always say Results takes us beyond kindergarten level. You know, beyond the mouse click, sign a petition, they really do empower you to become, I would say, more than an advocate. They empower you to become a leader. Before I joined Results, I would make a deal with my professors. I would not speak in front of a class, and I would do twice the work. And now I can't believe I'm leading the Results group in Orange County. I'm a board member. I run, you know, volunteer coordinate for political campaigns. Like, my life has just switched with Results. And like you said, we work on the domestic side in my group. For right now, this year, we're asking our campaigns for 2015, we're asking our Results volunteers to help us create the economic mobility for people in poverty by building ladders out of poverty and protecting nutrition programs. And that's always been key. You know, when we were at our last conference, that was the really big go-to and the really big push that we wanted to make to protect programs that create upward mobility, such as the Earned Income Tax Credit, the Child Tax Credit, the Financial Security Credit, and, of course, nutrition programs such as SNAP. Needless to say, we also do advocate and support early childhood programs, which are so, so important. So that's about the 2015 campaigns that we're working on the domestic side, and we do have an action if people want to take it.
Yeah, well, why don't you just mention it now? I think at 2, I can still keep talking, but you might not hear it after 2, so I'm not sure if Blog Talk just goes till 2, but you can go back on the archives and hear the rest of it if we go over after 2
okay.
o'clock. So why don't you... Do you want to mention the
we are asking for our campaign in 2015. You know, those are our volunteers and results, and those who are not, if you want to get a taste of what it is to get out of your comfort zone a little bit and pick up the phone, like Dee Marie said before, it takes 2 minutes. And it is, to me, it was the most empowering thing I had ever done, and after that I felt I could go conquer the world. So we are asking to call your Congress, and if you said before, if you don't know who your member of Congress is, you can go to House.gov and put your zip code there and urge them to protect and strengthen the EITC and the CTC by making it a top priority in any tax package for the next year. You know, it's important to remind them that if they fail to protect these programs, 17 million people, including 8 million children, would fall into poverty or deeper into poverty. So please urge them to make the expiring improvements to the EITC and the CTC permanent, and to expand the EITC for childless workers by expanding the eligible EITC age and increasing the size of the credit. You know, this is a lot of information in the action that I just gave them, but you can find all this information on our website at results.org under the tab Take Action. And you could either take action on the global, if that's what, it, you know, drives you, or on the domestic U.S. poverty campaigns. You know, and if after you take that action, you feel like you want to join Results, which I hope you will. We do have an introductory call the first Wednesday and the third Friday of each month. And the next one is Friday, January 30th at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And you could find all the call-in information on our website.
Yeah, and then you'll have somebody on the phone that you can ask any questions of that you want to. It's so informative. And you know, we're trying to create the public and political will to end hunger and poverty, but we're also empowering people to find their own...
your voice and your
find their own voice and to be able to speak in a positive way to try to create change. So I know there's one thing here that on one of the results brochures that I've got right here, and it's from Senator Patty Murray, who is still senator in Washington State, and it says, "It's absolutely essential that citizens all across this country be part of an effort like Results that reminds members of Congress why it's so important to invest in women and children. If members of Results aren't talking about it, we won't hear about it." So, you know, it's very empowering, the things that have happened. You know, when Results started, there were about 41,000 children dying worldwide of starvation and preventable disease, and now UNICEF says about 17,000. But we're working on that too, and I'll mention something about the Gavi Alliance, but is there anything else that you'd like to mention, Vanessa?
I do want to mention that this year, like you said, we talked about this at the very beginning, we're excited, is the 2015 Results Conference. You can find about that information on the website as well, and I encourage everybody to go. I didn't want to go because I had just joined Results, and Mary, thank you for encouraging me to go, and it was the best, and it really, really made up my mind that this was the right organization that I wanted to join to make a difference in poverty, but it also will give you all the tools you need in any other area of your life. And any other issue that you care about, come and get the training that Results gives. It is amazing. And the 2015 conference, I believe in June, is just that. Come and meet other great people trying to make a difference just like you are.
Yeah, and we have great speakers. The international economist Jeffrey Sachs is going to be a keynote, and he's like a counsel to Ban Ki-moon at the UN, and
he's fabulous. He's a real good friend of Results. And then we have lots of different Congress people that come. Just some wonderful, there are some wonderful people. So thanks for that, Vanessa. And I appreciate you calling in, and we'll probably talk more about it at another time. But I wanted to try to get all this in so people could decide which issue they wanted to work on. So I guess the only other thing that I was going to say was, like I said, there's a Results, a whole show on Results in Hunger and Poverty in December, my December archived show, if you want to go on that and listen to that also. And Vanessa, thanks for helping, and I'm going to just mention the Gavi news. Anything else?
Yes, exciting. Thank you so much, Mary, for having me on.
Okay, you take care. Keep up the great work, Vanessa.
You too, Mary.
And,
goodbye.
Bye. I just want to mention that the founder of Results, if you don't hear the end of this, you can go to the archive and hear it, but the executive director of Results wrote this just this morning. Greetings from Berlin, Germany. There's huge news to share. Thank you for your this is to all the Results people. Thank you for your tireless advocacy. The world just took a giant step toward saving 5 million lives from preventable child deaths. They're gathered for the Gavi Alliance to support poor countries. And the head of USAID, Raj Shah, announced that the enormously important U.S. commitment of $1 billion over 4 years for Gavi. This is what we've been trying to do for the last 7 months, is to get that to happen. And it will vaccinate by 2020 300 million more children and save 5 million lives. And she says, your advocacy work to build support for Gavi over the past 7 months was absolutely crucial to getting this commitment. The U.S. support for Gavi at $1 billion over 4 years was no way guaranteed right up until this last week. The government was still deciding what to do. Our campaign started with hundreds of congressional meetings you held at Results International Conference, and over August congressional recess, and a huge number of phone calls, messages, et cetera. The result was over a fourth of Congress urging strong U.S. support for Gavi. But that was just the beginning. You generated 185 pieces of media and counting. That's at least 24 editorials, 30 op-eds, 13 news features, and 118 letters to the editor. And she says, your media work was noticed directly by the CEO of Gavi, Seth Berkley, and many others who tweeted out the results infographic that shows strong media support for Gavi across the map of the U.S. Your voice in support of Gavi will translate directly into protecting millions more children, including the most marginalized and hardest to reach kids, and building critical health care delivery systems in poor country. Thank you for all you do. It matters. And you can make a difference, and you matter. Every one of us matters, and just the energy towards trying to help other people matters. So please look into some of these websites, and you can also reach me for questions at malbertson05@aol.com. Bless you, and thank you for everything that you're going to do to try to help people who have no voice. Take care. Talk to you next month. Thanks. Bye-bye.